Good morning. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now thanking you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for joy. Thank you for peace, Lord God. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, Father God. We love you so much. And we need you. We can't make this journey without you, but we can truly make it with you. Father, we thank you for the DL's Daily On family, Father. Thank you for enabling him to bring us together, Father. We thank you for such a time as this, Lord. Thank you for Pastor V, Lord. Thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you for placing it on their hearts, Lord, to start this call. Lord, we ask that you would just bless them in a very special way. Bless each and every person under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we won't fail to praise you. We love you so much, and we need you. We adore you. We extol you. We praise you because you're so worthy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that powerful tag, Praise Ye the Lord Monday from Psalms 150, and giving and starting our day off with that powerful prayer. And good morning, Master's Call family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. And I would love to tell you a little bit about our call, the Master's Call. It was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We stand by the scripture of Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we also have a website on the Master's Call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that website is www.themasterscall.net. And all of our messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is, in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. And now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Wanda did this morning, or as a host, like what I'm doing this morning, or maybe you want to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, you could submit all of that information to info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And we came about through a phenomenal company, a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now Artist Life, and we feature great products to help the world become healthier. And we have a new morning motivational call held right after this call, Monday through Friday. And that is where a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist products. And that phone number is 712-770-4005, with the PIN number being 294-617 pound. I'm so sorry. Hold on for 1 second.
Anna, Claire. You're okay? Or you want? You're all right? Do you want to say?
stay home or you're okay?
Okay, stay home. Oh. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
So today is Friday. Today's Friday, and they have a Motivational Friday. Motivational Friday speaker. And also, we can't wait to see you at the 2017 Artist Extravaganza, which is going to be held in Los Angeles, California from March 3rd through 5th. And you can contact your back office for more details about that. I also wanted to just remind you of a bridge number if you need a bridge number to go on the morning motivational call. And that number is 857-957-1147. And now what we've been waiting for this morning, our mouthpiece from the Lord, our speaker, is our very own Minister Kai Brown. And I'm just going to read her information here from her book, When God Births the Ministry. And this is so on time for me because I have to reread the part of enjoying the process. And so Minister Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a B.S. in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary, where she received both a Master of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. She is currently a PhD candidate in pastoral care and counseling. Kai is also in the process of ordination into the ministry and as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God. She also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for what he wills in our lives. And so, Minister Kai, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for hosting the call, and Minister Wanda for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. To the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, I say thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity to yet again come before the people of God. I never take it lightly when God allows me an opportunity to minister to the people, to allow him through me to reach and touch the hearts and minds of his children. So let us jump straight into the word. Today's message is titled, Are You Equipped? Again, today's message is, Are You Equipped? And we'll be coming from 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, and I'm going to read it from the Amplified Version, and it says, All scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sins, for correction of error and restoration to obedience, for training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage, so that the man of God may be complete and proficient, outfitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. So when I ask the question, are you equipped? What I'm really asking you is, are you spending enough time with the master so that he can do his job in equipping us? Are we spending that time in prayer? Are we spending that time reading the word? Because all scripture is God-breathed. Not just some of it. Not some of it was inspired by God, and then other parts we get to take and leave as we like. No, all scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and profitable. But are you doing your part to become equipped? See, in this world that we live in this day and age, we all need something to equip us to survive spiritually, because this world is sinful. And what has God given us to do that? He's given us his word. But if we're not spending time in it, if we're not meditating on it, if we're not doing our part, then he can't equip us. Or better yet, he's not going to, because God can do whatever he likes. But we have to do our part. And as I've been going through this last 30 days in pursuit of God, he's just really opened some things up for me and shown me some things and opened up some areas where I need to do better. So as we spend time becoming equipped to do every good work, we spend time in pursuit of God. Because the more we read his word, the better equipped we become. The more we pray, and also prayer is not just talking to God, it's taking time to sit and meditate and hear what he's saying to us. The more we do that, the better equipped we become, the more situations and circumstances God can send us into, because he can trust us. Because we spent time becoming equipped to deal with those things. Are you equipped to do what God is calling you to do? Let's look at it from our artist businesses. Are you equipped? Have you spent time getting to know the product? Have you spent time becoming a product of the product before you try and go sell it to someone? Or are you just trying to sell them something to make money? See, if you have not equipped yourself with the information about the products, if you've not equipped yourself by using the products, then you can't really go on and enhance the lives of others by presenting them the opportunity to become healthier by using the products. Are you equipped? We have to really take a step back and ask ourselves, are we really doing all that we need to be doing, both physically, mentally, spiritually, and financially, to be equipped to live in this world that we live in now? Are you tithing? Are you giving God his 10 as he allows you to keep his 90? Are you doing the things financially? Are you saving so that in 20, 30, 40 years when it's time to retire, you'll have something to retire on? Because we really can't count on Social Security with the way things are going. Are you equipped to live in this day and age and in this time? Are you equipped politically to deal with the current situations that we are dealing with in our political system? How much information have you poured in so that you can know what's going on? Are you equipped? See, we can't sit and just assume things are going to turn out the way they're supposed to or the way that we would like them to. We have to equip ourselves so that we can be that change that needs to occur. We can't just assume that it's all going to turn out okay. We have to equip ourselves. John 17:17 says, sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. We become spiritually equipped by being sanctified in the truth, and that truth is the word of God. If we are not doing our part to become equipped, then God can't use us. And you know, all people want to walk around being used by the Lord. Oh, I just want the Lord to use me. But are you doing your part to be equipped so that he can? See, it can't just be about lip service. There's got to be some action behind those words. Because as we know from Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Are you equipped to be in the fight? Because it's not man we're wrestling against. See, the enemy has invaded every aspect of life. And we can't get mad at him for doing his job and doing it well. We should be that into doing what God has for us to do. We should desire to be equipped to the fullest to accomplish the mission that God has set us on this earth in this season for. Are you equipped? Are you doing your part? And we, in this day and age, are so much better off than the people, you know, during Jesus' time. Because we have the Holy Spirit. We have Jesus sitting next to God interceding for us. Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. See, we've got Jesus talking to God, interceding for us. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. So we have an advantage. Are you equipped? Are you using that advantage? Are you relying on the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you through the process? And the process is designed to equip us. Yeah, it may hurt a little bit. We may get bumped around and knocked around, and there may be some bumps and bruises. But we're not doing it alone. We don't have to. God has sent the Holy Spirit to help us. Are you equipped? Are you taking the time to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to those places and those areas that need to be ministered to? Do you have that mentor who you can be completely transparent with? Who will tell you the truth, who will be honest with you, who will share that with you in love? Do you have an accountability partner who can tell you the truth in spite of it hurting your feelings and you not run off and try and hide and cut them off? Are you equipped to be in a relationship that is that open, honest, and transparent? Are you allowing God to minister to those places of weakness, those places where you need help, so that you can move to that next level? See, God can't move you to that next level if you can't deal with the devils on the level you're on. God can't have you on the front line if he knows that when the first fiery dart comes your way, you're going to go packing. Have you spent time in the Word? And can you put on that whole armor of God and withstand the fire? See, we are at a time and a place in our lives where we need to be equipped. We need to be willing to spend a little extra time in the Word, spend a little extra time in prayer, spend a little extra time meditating on what God is calling us to do. The time for playing games and lip service have come to an end. Are you equipped to do that which God is calling you to do? Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of the soul and of spirit, of joint and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Are you equipped to deal with what's going on in this world? Are you spiritually equipped? Are you financially equipped? Because God didn't put us here to be broke, not to be able to help one another. He blessed us so that we could bless others, not so that we could hoard it and keep it to ourselves. But are you doing what you need to do with what he's given you so that you can be a blessing? Are you equipped? See, we can no longer just stand idly by and watch our brothers and sisters in Christ suffer. It's time to get in the game. It's time to be a part of what God has called us to be. But if you're not equipped, he can't send you. If you haven't done your part to be equipped, because he's given us everything we need in his word to be equipped. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. From the New King James Version, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely and thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, he's given us everything right there in his word to equip ourselves. The benedictions of Hebrews 13 in 20 through 22 says, now may the God of peace, the source of serenity and spiritual well-being, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood that sealed and ratified the eternal covenant, equip you with every good thing to carry out his will and strengthen you, making you complete and perfect as you ought to be, accomplishing in this that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory be forever and ever. Amen. It's all here. If we choose to do our part, if we choose to equip ourselves, if we choose to join the fight, are you equipped? Are you ready to do your part? Minister Rebecca, back to you.
Wow, Thank you. Thank you for that profound word, reminding us about the spiritual heart check question. Are we equipped and doing our part so God can do his part? Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Also, today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call, where we get to share your praise reports and your prayer requests. And one of our founders of this call, our Mother Eagle Doctor and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating that second part right after the benediction given by Minister Kai. TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise you, Lord, our God. We praise you, God, in your sanctuary. We praise you in your mighty heavens. We praise you for your acts of power. We praise you for your surpassing greatness. We praise you with the sounding of the trumpet. We praise you with the harp and the lyre. We praise you with tambourine and dancing. We praise you with the strings and flute. We praise you with the clash of cymbals. We praise you with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise you, Lord. And we just thank you so much for all of the wonderful blessings that you, Lord. We thank you for Minister Kai Brown, Lord. Thank you for just pouring back into her and to overflow all of your full blessings, Lord, into every single dimension, Lord, of her life, Lord, adding no sorrow to it. We thank you for our Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for just loving them and letting them also love us, Lord, with how they do. And we thank you, Lord, for Artists International and just for blessing us with that company and the people that we meet through artists, Lord, right here on this earth, Lord, as you have written it in heaven. Lord, we also praise you for just, your process that you give us, Lord, and for us that we can pray for any sickness. Lord, we can bring that request to you and we can say that any kind of sickness, whatever its name is, it must bow down to the name of Jesus, Lord, and you gave us the authority to do that, Lord, and we trust you that your word, Lord, will go forth and do what you accomplish it to do. Father, we also are just lifting up the bereaved families, Lord, and we thank you that you are comforting them just like how you know how to do, and you're reminding them as well that even though their loved ones are absent from the body, they are present right there with you, King Jesus, and that is something to just rejoice about. Thank you so much for our TMC family. Lord, love them. Thank you for loving them and just blessing them and their family and their communities, Lord. Thank you that they are a bright and shining light, Lord, expressing your glory, King Jesus. And we just love you so much, Lord, and we just praise your holy name, and we just want to just give you all the glory for your just for your kingdom and your glory and your power, Lord, to show out here on this earth as you have written it in heaven. And we just pray this in King Jesus' name. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, I know I definitely am all weekend, you can call our playback number, and that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And if you are going to be joining us going to the new morning motivational call. That number, as a reminder, is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617 pound. But again, we do have the praise and prayer request time. So you can also join us right after the benediction. Thank you again, Minister Wanda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Kai, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with a benediction?
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting the call. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this time. And we thank you that you just continually equip us for that which you've called us to do. Lord, as we leave this call but never your presence, we want to give you all the praise, glory, and honor that is due you as we live our lives according to your will and your perfect timing. Lord, we surrender, submit, and we call it done in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning, and thank you for that word. Are you equipped? That was one of those messages where you had to look in the mirror and look in your heart and say, Lord, in some areas, but in a lot I'm not. So thank you for that awesome word. We love and appreciate you, Minister Kai, and thank you, Ms. Rebecca, for hosting our call today. Sincerely appreciate you and all that you do, along with Miss Wanda, Evangelist Wanda, we thank you for greeting and seating everyone this morning as they came on the line. It truly is teamwork, us working as a team that gets the job done each and every morning for God's glory and honor. Well, again, I am Pastor Vanessa, one of the co-founders of the Master's Call, just excited for 6+ years. God has allowed us to bring this call each and every a weekday morning, and we thank God for each and every one who so faithfully call in and are a part of this vision. Our co-founder is on the line, and we thank God for her. Also, Dr. P.K. Roberts, we have just been endeavoring to create a platform and a place where we can always pray, where we can always seek the mind of Christ, and utmost, we can come in one accord and have corporate intercession as we stand in the gap one for another. And also, we love to hear the praise reports. We love to hear what God has done, is doing, and knowing as we pray what he will do for each and every one of us. We're excited. 2 weeks from today, many of us will be in the City of the Angels, be in Los Angeles, for our upcoming extravaganza 2017. So we definitely, want to start off and pray for the extravaganza and that it's all coming together very well. And we're just excited to, I know I'll be seeing a lot of you and hugging your necks. And those who aren't able to come, we're asking you to keep all of us in prayer for traveling mercies, for finances, and just to pray for everything to go well at the Gateway Sheraton Hotel, where we'll be out there by the airport, and that the meeting will just be a powerful time of education, of networking, of just empowerment. We had a phenomenal time in Miami, and we're looking for even the greater works there in Los Angeles. We're asking you to specifically, TMC family, pray for our church service on Sunday. Yeah, we're going to have some church. And from beginning to end, that the glory of the Lord be in that place. We have an awesome speaker, a surprise speaker, that will be ministering to our hearts out there. And we're praying for Minister Ross and Peters. And if any of you all would like to be part of the praise and worship team, we're asking you to send me an email at info@themasterscall.net, and we will get your information to Miss Rosalind, and we're just excited for for anybody who wants to greet, to read scripture, to just do any of the things that will take, maybe serve as an altar worker. Also email me and let me know who you are and that you're going to be out there. We always have a team of intercessors who pray and saturate the room that turns it not into a conference room, but a sanctuary of the Most High God. If you'd be willing to come before the service and pray, send us an email and let us know that also. So we have all of that to pray for, and we're thanking God for just two more short weeks. Can't believe it. This time, next 2 weeks, many of us will be climbing on the plane, headed toward Los Angeles. All righty. Well, we only have one person in the queue this morning. Must be real important, Silver Fox. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor V. Good morning. I am rushing out of the house right now, and I'm on my way to the hospital. And I'm asking you guys to lift up my friend. Her name is Hilda Venerable. Her son had a massive stroke and had a blood vessel to bust in his head. They said it wasn't an aneurysm. It was just that he had high blood pressure, and from his high blood pressure, it caused the vessel to break. So he's in intensive care right now, so I'm on my way to be with her and to pray over him and pray with her and her family. His name is Stacy Young. Stacy Young. So please keep this young man lifted in prayer. I've known him most of his life. This is like, Hilda is like a sister to me, and our children grew up together, although Stacy's just a few years older than my oldest child, but he's still like a child to me. So keep this family lifted in prayer, and thank you so much for your prayers.
You are more than welcome. We got that covered. All righty. Anyone else have a prayer request or a praise report that they'd like to give us? We need to hear from you. Miss Rebecca, I see you hop back in the queue. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes, Pastor Vanessa. I want to say thank you again for offering this time for us. And I have a prayer request for Anna Claire, my daughter, because, like, just this morning, well, she was not feeling good, but this morning I woke her up and we just had like a really pleasant time. She was feeling good. And, you know, even she had this, you know, the Ten Commandments hanging. And I was like, gosh, I didn't memorize the Ten Commandments. And we went through like a little lesson right in the morning. And then I left her there in her room and I just got, you know, got my day started, got their food ready. And then she comes like last minute from the bus, you know, she's ready to go on the bus. And like, and I looked at her and one of her eyebrows, like it looked like she cut it. And so hair was missing and she was hiding her other one, you know, because, and then I started and I looked at her other eyebrow and her, there's hair missing too. And so I just want to pray for her because she said that, you know, she didn't know what happened. It just, she didn't cut it or anything. And then she was feeling sick. So that I, you know, we just walked Gracie to the bus. But I know like this is like an, this is like a memory like from like my childhood, you know, like this is like an attack from the enemy. And, but I, anyways, I just put like Noni and Multiplus over them and I had her drink it too. But just please pray for me and my husband and Anna Claire that we can, you know, I think I know what to do. Just pray for me so that we, you know, can, you know, pass this this test, like, successfully.
So you said the hair on her eyebrows just fell off?
Yeah, it's yeah. Like from that time, like, some of the hair fell off from her eyebrows.
Okay. And how old is she? Is this the one that's 7 or how old is she?
She's 9.
Nice.
Because remember last time with the eyelashes and we got so scared, but we prayed. And then, you know, everything was fine, you know, like her, they grew back and everything. But I just want to, like, I just need, like, clarity, like, you know, what to do. I don't want to be, I don't want to miss anything. But I also feel like this is, like, a memory attack for me, you know, like. But if you could just pray that we just, you know, like.
Okay, we'll go on and definitely keep her in prayer and pray against any, especially for Michael and you, to keep peace so she'll stay calm. And God will get us through this. All righty. Well, thank you. Oh, is there anything else?
No. Thank you,
okay.
Guys. I love you guys.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Rebecca. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in. Father God, we just thank you for this time, for this opportunity to come boldly into your presence, to seek your heart, and as you tell us in your word, and 1 Corinthians 2:16, Father, we seek the mind of Christ. We want your mind on everything we do in our going in and our coming out. We thank you for this consortium of men and women of God who called in with a hunger for your presence, with a desire to hear your word. We just thank you on this faithful Friday that we can lift your name up, that we have the heart and the desire to want to be equipped to go out and be great ministers in the marketplace. Father, we lift up our mouthpiece who brought the message this morning, Minister Kai. Continue to bless her in every area of her life. We thank you for the favor you continue to show her, and we just ask you to pour back in the virtue that she so freely poured out to us with that powerful word, reminding us, encouraging us to grow and be accountable for all that we've learned. And we just thank you that you're ordering her steps this weekend and throughout this time and this season. And now we lift up Christopher and call him blessed as he's working on his master's. So, Father, we just thank you, as we mentioned earlier, about the extravaganza 2017. We thank you for you bringing our hopes and our dreams all together in one place. We thank you for traveling mercies, for finances, for safety, and just for time off, everything that's needed for us to come with a heart at peace and open and ready to learn to be empowered. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, the hard work that they're doing to present new products, to roll out new strategies. Keep your hand on this company. 26 plus years you've been with Papa Antonio Diaz de Leon, keeping that vision strong so it can be passed on to his children and his children's children. Bless us for being partakers and benefactors of what he was the trailblazer for over 26 years ago. And as the baton has been passed to us, thank you that we're good stewards of our time, our talent, and even the treasure that you brought into our lives through this tool called Artist Life. We thank you, Daddy God, for just blessing each and every family member on this line, that you've given us a heart to understand that our first initiative is faith in you, confident expectation. And thank you for your hand upon the master's call, that people call in because they want to stay in your presence. Now we thank you, Father, for our prayer request for Jackie. We call out Hilda's name, and we speak healing for her son, Stacy Young. Stroke is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. We cancel the assignment of the enemy, even there in ICU. Father, just let your glory be revealed. We thank you that you're touching even now every surgeon, every nurse, every aide, everybody who goes in and out of that young man's room, that they'll speak light and life more abundantly, peace to the heart of the mother. And even as Jackie is on her way there, let her be that light to speak your word, to defy what it looks like, but to stand on the promises that he shall have life and life more abundantly. Thank you that our prayers are aimed with local laser pog of faith to lift them up, that they feel the prayers of people that don't even know them, but we know you, and we ask you to do what only you can do for his head, for his body, for the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Your virtue, your blood flow through his veins. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for Anna Clara. We hear her in a mother's heart, a mother's prayer. We thank you as we lock in with Rebecca and Michael, as we pray for their beautiful daughter. Father, whatever this is that's touching her body, even as before when it was attacking her eyelashes, we ask, dear Jehovah Rapha virtue, your virtue to be on her little body. We thank you for the restoration of her eyebrows. We ask you for the healing, Jehovah Rapha, to flow through. Father, you show, explain, reveal what is exactly going on. So we thank you that you're giving them the wisdom and utmost the shalom peace as they walk through this challenge. And even today, that she feel the love and compassion and peace and the strength, even as a little 9-year-old vessel that's you, that belongs to you. And Father, we will lift up it as we pray for our dear sister Rebecca and her family. We decree and declare that Miss Anna Clara is the healed and the whole in you. Now, Father, we have so many on this line where it's spoken and unspoken with prayer requests. You know them all. And we ask you to meet the needs. We ask you to show up and bring what is needed for those who need a touch on their body. We ask for the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue, those who need provision for their vision. We call in the finances and the favor from the north, south, east, and west. Father, those who just need reconciliation and restoration, you know what is needed. We ask you to go before us and make the crooked pathway straight, the rough places smooth. I thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. Father, we're commanded by your word to pray for those who have leadership, rulership over our lives. We lift up President Donald Trump. We pray for you to get him surrounded by your godly counsel, not those clamoring for positions or posture, but Father, you put around him those who will speak truth and speak the word of life, and then have him have a heart to listen, submit, and obey. You said that the heart of the king was in your hand, and you could turn it whichever way you will. All we're asking for divine intervention. And in this Black History Month, Father, let all Americans have an appreciation and understanding and a hunger to learn more about our history, from coming on these shores in chains to breaking free to make many deposits and contributions and inventions. Oh, Father, for in spite of the hard history and the hard past, they kept their faith in you, their joy in you. And even today, as the baton has been passed to a millennial generation, let us have a hunger and appreciation for the past so that we can perfect our future. Oh, Lord, I thank you for this Heart Health Month. We're a health and wellness company. Let us be with a megaphone in our mouths to share what these products do, because we care. So as we've prayed, as we intervene, Father, we pray for us as distributors who are designed to reach goals and ranks this month of February. Just give us the favor. Let us do our part. And Father, we know you'll do that exceeding abundantly above of what we cannot do. So we just thank you for your love that rules, reigns, and abides in our lives, in our hearts, in our going in and our coming out. And we know that we don't have to wait till the battle's over. We can shout now that you have heard and are already answering our prayers. So we thank you, Daddy God. We worship you in spirit and truth. We praise you and you alone. We thank you for an opportunity to be your servant leader. We thank you for the privilege of you posturing us, positioning us one with another, that you connected us through the master's call, through artist's life, to be a blessing, to be blessed, to be a blessing to others. And as we go out this weekend, as we leave this call, but never, ever departing from your presence, oh, help our faith stay fortified. Let our hearts stay sanctified and sensitive, and let our mouth always proclaim the message that you, Jesus, are Lord. And we pray this prayer, sealed, decreeing, and declaring that it is done and it is so, in the matchless, mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Glad to have a great weekend. Look forward to hearing you on the morning motivational call, or definitely on the master's call on Monday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.